Today is 29th, August 2024. It's 77 temperature. High would be 88, low 76. It was raining this morning, and it's morning still, 7:47 a.m. Cloudy and rain, that kind of weather here in centigrade Celsius. Temperature, it's 25 degrees centigrade, 31 maximum, 25 minimum. So it's at the minimum level right now. Tomorrow, Suresh and Jyoti and one of Jyoti's sisters will arrive here. That's 30th. And on the 3rd of September, Zambi and I will fly to Dehradun and to participate in Gulab Singh's 3 days leaders meeting in Rishikesh, 3rd, 4th, 5th. And on the 6th, Zambi and I are, and I'm sure Jyoti and Suresh too, are invited at Pooja's new home opening celebration and fellowship. So Zambi and I will fly back in the evening. Suresh and Jyoti and her sister will drive. It's about 6 hours drive from our home, and we'll come back to Gurgaon. So they may have to leave earlier that day to reach back to Gurgaon by evening. Yesterday, Pooja and 1, 2, 3. So 3 others, so total 4. 3 are from Jharkhand state, about express train, 12 hours of train journey, southeast. Jharkhand is southern state to Bihar state, southeastern direction, adjacent state. And Jharkhand state is also adjacent to the state of West Bengal and also touches the state border of Odisha, the southern adjacent state to West Bengal. And also Ankush. Ankush is the manager, overseer of Christian Retreat and Study Center, where believers, leaders hold leaders meeting very frequently. And Ankush at times listens to the testimonies of these leaders, believers, and he's from Christian background, Methodist background, Indian Methodist. And he heard different but effective, fruit-producing doctrine and also the signs, the miracles, wonders. So this time he requested Pooja, he would like to come see me. For quite a long time I have not been to Christian Retreat and Study Center. So I met him after a long time. But wonderful man. He's in his 30s, I think. He just got married and he traveled all the way from Dehradun, Rajpur, that area. So we had a great time. And these 3 individuals from Jharkhand state, Vikas, and the other second person's name also Vikas, the last name is different. I don't remember their last names, but, and the third one, Sham. And they came to know, Sham came to know the truth from Vikas, one of Vikas's, okay, who was working in Dubai at that time, a few years ago. And he heard this good news from Ravi from Punjab, Bias Punjab, who was also working in Dubai. And he was a labor kind of person, Vikas. So he began to share this wonderful truth while he was in Dubai with his family and friends in Jharkhand state in India. And Shyam heard about it, but after 1 year, later, the things that Vikas shared with him started to make sense. And he happened to be wonderful, very powerful labor. So Vikas came back to India, and Shyam, when he heard this truth, he was working in Tata Steel Company as an engineer. But he left that job and came back to his hometown, home village in Jharkhand. And he opened a tutor service for young children, 8 years to 12 years. And these 8 years, 12 years, many of them became laborers, not just believers, but laborers. And these 8 years, 12 years, they are walking with God and doing signs, wonders, and miracles. And one of the meetings that Shyam held, through signs, wonders, and miracles, many turned to the living God. Healing, casting out of devils, just like Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. So many got healed, and these ones who got healed, the others saw and wondered how these individuals were healed from various sicknesses, disease, and evil spirits possession. That these others also, because of that, turned to living God, and they started to attend fellowship from here and there, and fellowship also increased. Shyam's fellowship also number increased, and they held, like Shyam held a fellowship in a farm field. Thousands, they come and hear the good news. And those who are blessed and healed, they become the witness. And it just keeps rapidly growing over there. So recently, Shyam was able to build a building. Building means like to place so that believers can come, not under sky with sometimes rain and sun. So it was in his heart to have something on the roof. Roof should be there, and God made it available for him. But before this building was built, one time there were so many people out there, and one of them said that my son, 22 years old, was paralyzed, and requested him to heal. But he called this 12 years old leader, and he said, okay, you just go to this father and where his son is lying down, you go and heal him. So the young boy, he started to share about God, the power of God, and he said, do you believe God can deliver your son? And the father said, yes. Okay, then commanded the son to stand up on your feet. And then son immediately stood up, and he was healed. So Shyam was very blessed that through his leaders, young and old, not only youth, but he has many wonderful neighbors, women, men, and they are immediately walking with God, just like in the same similar simplicity, that because his desire, Shyam's desire, he really wanted all men to be saved and all men to be set free and come to the knowledge of God. And this began, this outreach began, small scale, and continued to increase with signs, wonderful miracles, and God bringing laborers. Initially, he was getting the information from Ravi and Vikas was also new at that time. So Ravi, who was in Dubai and returned to Punjab. But gradually, Shyam and Vikas were able to connect. God took them from different teachers to those teachers or Pooja. Somehow, they got the contact detail of Pooja, who has been practicing the right doctrine, fine-tuned way. And Pooja invited them to come attend the leaders meeting in Christian retreat and study center in Rajpur, Dehradun, which is far away. And these three traveled all the way. They were hungry to know the right way, because at that time they were a little confused. Still the work was not flourishing, but they had great desire to know the really how to do, how to walk with God. And came over, and during this leaders meeting they were encouraged and stayed in touch with Pooja, and next time after some months brought 8 leaders to Dehradun, Rajpur, this same Christian CRSC facility. And Pooja was inspired to bring these 3 key leaders to my home. So they came. So it was very pleasant to get to know them. And also Ankush. I didn't know that Ankush had that kind of hunger and desire and to practice walk in this right doctrine. So yesterday they were with us, and Beatrice's older brother, Peter, also contacted Beatrice that if there's a fellowship in your home, I would like to come. So we told him that yesterday we had the fellowship like this. So he came over. He's about an hour and a half west of our home in Rajasthan state. So he was with us. So we had wonderful and great time yesterday with all of them. Years ago, we were encouraged with a theme, with a vision, the word over the world. So that vision, was something that we need. And that is a vision. And we believed, and we are believing in this vision onto the utmost parts of the world. His logos, his word, his knowledge to be proclaimed, manifested all over the world. When we heard that, we were young at that time, and we believed this vision onto the utmost parts of the world, the word over the world, and method, how to go about, home to home, house to house, home fellowship. So we continued, we believed from the home, each one's home, family, his word, his truth will go all over the world. So that is important, to have, to receive the energy from God, that this absolutely will happen. Not
a catchphrase,
not just words, wonderful phrase, the word over the world. But to have energy, these words have energy and go right into your heart, into our heart, and it moves us onto the uttermost parts of the world, word over the world, and that it will happen from you it will sound out. It's not from somebody else who is doing well, Pooja who is doing well, from Krishna who is doing well, or from me, okay? No, from you, the word of God will sound out, not only in your home, in your town, in your state, but to the world. And God is able to establish you in this vision, in this faith. If we will, if thou shalt confess with your mouth in this vision and believe in your heart, God will build that faith that it shall happen all over the world. Because God desires, his passion is to have all mankind to be set free, saved, healed, healed in wealth, rich in health, rich in time, abundance in all things, peace, joy, rich in peace, rich in joy, happy in family relationship. So God wants all men to be set free and have this more superabundant life, and desires all men to have this true knowledge, fine-tuned knowledge, right doctrine, right words, right logos, and how to practice the right logos, how to walk in this truth. And he will give it to us, and he will take us step by step, build us step by step. So we expect, we will not have unbelief. Unbelief, then 40 years, whatever years, in desert life. We don't want that, but we just know that we know that we know that this shall come to pass. And harvest already feels there for me, and labors, God's gonna ekbalo to me, labors. And we shall speak thy word, your doctrine. The things that I teach is not my teaching, but truly it is from you. Doctrine is not mine, your doctrine, which effectually works in them that believe. So yesterday in this fellowship, and these three Jharkhand leaders, I met them for first time. Seems like I met them before, but they said, I've never met you. So I thank God that God gives me new things every day. And Suresh and Jyoti will come day after tomorrow with Jyoti's sister. So many mighty things, wonderful things God has for us, ahead of us, good works which he has before ordained that we should walk in them. So that's what I want to share today.